Let's turn back the clock on October 8, the day in 1967 when the Moody Blues recorded their signature song. Nights in White Satin eventually reached the top 10 in Australia in 1972.
Nights in White Satin, never reaching the end.
Les Mis opened in London on this day in 1985. It's been running continuously since. And in 2004, Chappelle Corby was arrested in Bali after drugs were discovered in her boogie board bag. She was sentenced to 20 years jail, released on bail after 9 years.
Looking a very long way from home, Chappelle Corby cried at the prospect of jail till she's 47 years old.
October 8 birthdays, legendary Australian batsman Neil Harvey is 91 today. He was a part of Don Bradman's Immortals and still holds the record as the youngest Australian to score a test century.
Harvey now sits about Laker with a powerful sweep which can't help but go to the fence.
Paul Hogan is 80. The iconic Australian entertainer got his big break doing stand-up on New Faces and took Australia to the world with Crocodile Dundee. For 10 years he had his own TV show.
Found that the second most powerful job in the country is that of being a media baron. You know, like Kerry and Rupert and that. Control the television, control the papers.
Actor and comedian Chevy Chase is 76. He had a string of very funny movies. Three Amigos, Fletch, Spies Like Us, and the vacation films.
I'll tell you something, this is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. You gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see a moose.
Noiseworks lead singer John Stevens turns 58. For a little while there, he also took the frontman job with INXS. And Matt Damon turns 48. The star of movies like Good Will Hunting and The Talented Mr. Ripley has become best known for his role in the Bourne franchise.
I know the best place to look for a gun is the cab of the grey truck outside. Now, why would I know that?
Lots of birthdays to celebrate on October 8.